Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? This is episode 137, and today's date is November 7th, 2018. My name is Carrie, and I'll be your host for the evening. And as always, I am joined by Kent and Russ. How you doing, guys?
I'm doing wonderful. It's nice to be back in full podcast number two. So, yeah, it's good to be back.
Isn't this your third one back?
Full podcast number two. The first one, I was only back for about half of it, so.
On the plus side, Russ, it's nice to have you back and have that 2 second delay after Carrie says, how are you guys doing?
That's good. I was forgot. I was like, was Kent going to say it? I was like, no, wait, I usually start. So, you know, it was that little.
Yeah. If you go back to all of your missing occurrences, there's no pause.
Of course.
It's just a nice, genteel, swift slide in. Just slide it in.
Just.
Yeah.
Inside jokes that the podcast community doesn't get. Screw them, right?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm on my sixth drink.
Excellent.
I may be on my eighth by the end because I just brought everything into my room so I did not have to get up.
Well, that's smart. See, that's thinking.
That's laziness. I also have a donut costume.
A donut costume?
That's going to make an appearance, isn't it?
I was saying, can it, we it at is. Least it see is. It?
But. I feel that Carrie's going to run down the things while I quickly grab it. So, yes. Carrie, tell the folks what we're here doing.
Okay, so first-time listeners, I know you're really, really, really confused right now with the talk of, you know, inside jokes, donut costumes. But in actuality, we actually talk about all things wrestling. This week, we're going to review Crown Jewel. Oh my god, that's a donut costume. Sorry, listeners.
You need to wear that every day from here on out. Every day.
it was bought for me to wear at Linkfest. So.
Oh, that there definitely needs to be worn at Linkfest. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Go on, Carrie. Tell the audience stuff.
Other than your donut costume? All right. So, as I was saying, we're going to review Crown Jewel. We're going to talk Raw and SmackDown. And as always, we have our regular segments for you throughout the show. But before we get to any of the stuff that we want to cover tonight, Kent, what's your moment of bliss? And it better not be a donut costume.
It is not. Well, I mean, in all fairness, I was gifted that, a huge box of Halloween Cap'n Crunch, and these little, it was like a 5-sliced gummy pizza. And my God, those things were so delicious. I want to buy more, but I don't know where they were bought. Before the podcast, I sent a message to find out where they were bought. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. Last night, we had the season finales of both The Purge and The Mayans. The Purge was, it was The Purge. It did get announced hours before it aired, though, that they're getting picked up for the second season, which I'm kind of cool with, because I didn't like the first Purge movie all that much, but the second, third one, and fourth one I liked. Maybe the same will be for the TV show. It just... Yeah. But the positive note is the Mayans. If you were a fan of Sons of Anarchy, the Mayans is really good. It takes an episode or two to feel comfortable, but it was really, really good. It was a good season finale. They revealed who the killer of the mother of the main character was, and it ended up being somebody from Sons of Anarchy. It was a good cliffhanger. It was good television all around. That, I guess that's my main point. It was good TV, and there's one other thing in TV that I wanted to discuss, but I'm sure we'll talk about the SmackDown Women's stuff later on, so I'll just leave that for then. Other than that, I mean, donut costume, gummy pizza, Cap'n Crunch, these were all great moments of bliss for me in this week, but there was one other moment of bliss that I'll mention now, and then one other we'll talk later. Baron Corbin and Bliss in the same ring? My God. I don't get many wet dreams, but that was one of them. And then Tuesday night, I had a second one, but I'm sure we'll talk about that later. Those were my wet moments of bliss.
Wasn't so it? What you're saying is you got basically a Rust-sized clue when you saw that.
My pants did not fit correctly after what I saw.
So it's like seeing
they
Seth
were very... Yeah, it was like seeing Seth, all right. Shirtless, bottomless, with underwear, with his bulge.
Yeah. Was it weird seeing Alexa in street clothes?
Yes, but in the
best way possible. Yeah, of course. It was so weird.
Oh, my God. I am so fine if she just continues dressing like this for the rest of the year. I'm okay. Stay in concussion protocol. If you're going to keep coming out looking like that, please, just do that. I'm good. I'm so good with that.
Yeah, I thought she looked good. I liked that outfit.
Yeah, it suited her well, and I also love the size differential of her and Corbin. Plus, the only thing that was missing from that segment was that I would have liked to have seen a little nod from Braun to Alexa.
I was hoping for that too. I thought
nod.
For sure that when he came up there, he would, you know, he was about to attack Corbin. Corbin walks away. He looks over at Alexa and goes, just like a little nod and runs off.
That's all I wanted. That was the one thing that was keeping it, you know, Brie Bella.
I was hoping for that too. I agree. Yeah. I noticed that Nikki and Brie did not get asked to become and the teams.
Say what?
No,
they're so talented.
God. Their talent exceeds everyone else's talent. So I don't know what you're talking about, Carrie.
Well, I mean,
Brie, no, we
I'm
have Brie mode for our hottest part of my
anything.
Segment, Brie mode. So,
all right, guys, let's move on and talk Crown Jewels so we can get all less Bliss-like, shall we? First matchup we have Nakamura versus Rusev. Nakamura picking up the win. No surprises here. What do you think, Russ?
I didn't watch it because I did not have the gumption to go find the pre-show for Crown Jewel. I just went and found Crown Jewel, and that's all I did. So I did not see it. Sounded like it was okay.
Kent?
Well, Russ just stole my answer. So, it was a very good back and forth match. Lots of moves and good outcome. Good.
Are you sure?
No, not at all.
Can I just interject real quick here and just say that this says a lot about this pay-per-view when none of us would bother to go look for the pre-show because we just wanted to get through it.
No, in all fairness, though, I enjoyed Crown Jewel, which I'm sure
we'll get into.
You know, we'll talk about. Yeah, but I'm just saying, when was the last time you gave a fuck about Shinsuke Nakamura match? Springtime?
Yeah.
Would you say?
WrestleMania.
No, I'd say the one after WrestleMania. There's a couple matches.
Okay, so still springtime.
Yeah.
We are two seasons, getting close to a third season away from that shit. Yeah. Just saying it's been a while.
Definitely been a while.
Yep. Okay, next match. Let's move on and we'll talk all the championship matches first. We're going to do a SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, The Bar versus The New Day, Bar retaining. I like both teams. I like watching them. It was. I haven't watched it, but I'm assuming it was a good match. Russ, what are your thoughts?
It was okay for the time they gave it. It wasn't really anything like great. This really felt like a house show match, honestly. They hit the right notes. They hit the stuff you want to see. Maybe a couple here and there interesting moments. But other than that, it was pretty typical. So it was okay. It wasn't anything I'd pay to see again.
What are your thoughts, Kent?
I thought the New Day versus Usos match on SmackDown was actually better than this match. Which isn't a surprise, considering the chemistry that they have. But New Day and The Bar have nice enough chemistry. This match, it felt like In Your House show quality. I miss the In Your House pay-per-views. Like,
those were
Beware of Dog.
So good. I know.
Yeah, Eric used to come over for every in your house, and goddamn, they used to only be $15.
I know.
And I was like, what a bargain! And now we're paying $9.99 for the whole motherfucking network,
right?
Think about that.
And that used to be $15 a month too.
Wait. I want to steal a line that I used last week. This match existed.
Yes, that's a good. It did exist.
All right, let's talk WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. Again, I'm sorry, listeners, I didn't watch any of this. So I'm going to assume that these two put on a very good match. And congrats to AJ Styles for holding the belt for an entire year. Over an entire year, actually.
And now it's over.
Kent, what are your thoughts?
Wait, is it over a year at this point? I thought it was 360 as of... Oh, wait, as of Friday. So today, would today be 365 or 364?
365.
I thought Tuesday was 365, so I thought today would be like 366. I could be wrong.
I thought they said 360 on Friday, but I don't know. Either way, he's at the year mark, so whatever. Shit, this match existed. Like, this match existed in the same realm that their matches tend to exist, which is higher level quality than most matches. These guys always bring it. This was a better match than AJ versus Daniel. In my opinion, I don't think Daniel has enough in his tank to bring a more interesting match than Joe can bring. But at the end of the day, we've seen this. There wasn't anything extra added. They really should have added a stipulation to bump it up a notch. Would you not agree, Russ?
Oh, totally agree. I do want to point out, though, that it's good to see Kerry really focusing on her Japan ways and just kind of leaving WWE behind. Feels like she's gone to that elite mode almost now, that she's becoming a wrestling snob. Remember when we had her in her infancy of wrestling? You know, oh, WWE, now she's gone beyond us. Do you feel like a proud parent, Kat, or a...
Russ, I mean, I think we need to start our own podcast called Being the Mediocre.
Yes.
And just bring it back to real life, okay?
all right, but anyway, so the match. Yeah, it was good. I can't say it was bad because it was good. It's just, I don't know. It was there. It's a typical...
We've seen the match so many times lately that it just...
It was there. And it was okay.
There. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was okay. I enjoyed it. They did it correctly. Just, it wasn't anything special. I'm not going, holy crap, I'm glad I watched that. I'm not saying I hated it. I'm just not saying it was anything I cared about much more than watching it once.
Like it didn't cross the 7 threshold. There's someplace in that...
6.5. Pretty good. Right around there. It's decent. You'd watch it. I might even watch it again if it was on. I'm not going to go out and look for it again, though.
Right. Like that Filipino...
Yes. He was fantastic for you. I'm sure you would like
this. He was.
Okay. It's funny you guys mentioned Elite and Being the Elite, because I actually made this week's episode of Being the Elite. Indirectly. I was in the background in one of the scenes. It was when they were recording, they were doing the Talk is Jericho podcast, and they were filming for Being the Elite, and I just happened to be up on the balcony right in the corner, right over Marty's head. I've been on Being the Elite.
So now we have the full threshold of Carrie's highs and lows in life. Being on Being the Elite, high. Marrying Eric, low. This podcast, somewhere in between.
I was gonna
probably closer to the Eric.
Right. I was gonna say, now we have a legitimate star on our hands too. So that gives us our podcast some juice that it needs for the star power.
Juice Robinson.
So Kerry, from now on, I want you to introduce yourself and star of that episode of Being the Elite. Kerry, your host.
There were so many people in that. There were so many people in that scene that could claim they were on Being the Elite. But I felt special because I saw myself. I hope to get the BTE.
Take it and run with it.
I mean, if you're on BTE, you get a huge rub. You also get increased merchandise sales, but we don't have merch.
I have a picture of myself with Near Edge the night he retired.
Really? Why didn't you say that before? My God, we should be one of the number one podcasts here, guys. We've got two stars in the making.
In all fairness, Russ, these are facts. Last week, 12 downloads. The week before, 12 downloads.
Wow.
The week prior, 2. We're exponentially?
No. Technically, but not really.
Yeah, we're growing, motherfuckers. Yes, yes. Yeah, because we're elite and edgeheads. And
you know what? I forgot about this,
Kat. It's just a sham.
Kat, no, you and I met Kurt Angle, and we have pictures to prove it.
I have 2 pictures to prove my greatness with Kurt Angle. And
why are we not top of the list?
It doesn't even look photoshopped or anything.
I could say I met Kurt Angle. Who else can? A lot of people.
Hey, I've shared an elevator with Jerry the King Waller.
Holy Crescent!
And
yeah, but you know what? You didn't show him your puppies.
That's true. He didn't call for your puppies.
He's not going to see anything great there. But and Eric got told to put down French fries by DDP.
See, I think that's way cooler.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Did he say it because he thought it was unhealthy and Eric should be eating healthy? Or did he just say put down the fries because Eric was being a douche? It's a toss.
No, so this is what happened. We were trying to get on the elevator when we were on the cruise, and the elevator we were about to step into was pretty much full, and Diamond Dallas Page happened to be on the elevator. And Eric was holding this thing. We had just gone somewhere. I think we were in the buffet, and he got like nacho chips and fries and a whole bunch of like junk food. And Diamond Dallas Page said to him, he's like, well, you would fit in the elevator if you just put down your fries.
So that sounds like both.
Eric's such a fat
fuck. That sounds like both. It sounds like it's health nut and he's being a douche. Good for Diamond Dallas Page.
DDP all the way.
Hey, we went and did his DDPY session the next morning.
Hey, all right. He should have been like, hey, French fry guy.
I once helped Lillian Garcia with a computer virus.
Wow, we are 3 degrees away from being super famous, guys. I don't know what the hell's wrong with us.
Believe that, Russ.
I've seen Braun Strowman on television many times.
Yeah, you've dreamt about Seth Rollins many times, too.
Yes, you know, him and I have been in so many dreams together that, I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm his brother. So, or lover.
Did you or did you not? You know, fist.
We definitely fist. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right, guys. Let's get back to Crown Jewel before we go way off.
We go hard, like the revival.
Oh yeah, they do. They go so hard.
Okay, what
they
is go going so hard, on with them at Lucha House Party?
The revival needs. If there was a god, the god would say, Vince, trade the revival to SmackDown for somebody else. And give the revival some semblance of decent matches. No, that's not happening, though. So, can we just straight up trade, like, Luke Harper for the revival? Everybody wins?
Yeah.
Then you have everything you need to reunite the Wyatt family.
Wyatt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like Braun's doing anything anymore.
Right?
let's talk about that, shall we? Let's talk about the Universal Championship. It's funny you mentioned the network earlier. Eric and I still need to cancel the network. Why, you ask, listeners? Because Brock Lesnar is your Universal Champion. He's not my Universal Champion, but he's your Universal Champion. What are your thoughts, Kent, on this?
He's my Universal Champion. I wrote WWE and I'm like, hey, take my money. There you go. I'm so happy. This is such a new and refreshing angle. I was like, God, you know what I want from my red belt champion? I don't want him to be there week to week. I don't want him to defend the belt every pay-per-view.
Yeah, it really needs
fuck
to
title
be special,
defenses.
Right? I mean, I don't want every
right,
single
yes.
time. Exactly.
I want a champion that may turn many colors of the rainbow. Finn Balor would be behind this, because I saw Mr. Lesnar turn shades of red, shades of purple, and possibly shades of blue in that particular match, in which he only executed, I think, six moves.
And to be fair, Kat, he did get up and down off the apron of the ring, so, you know, there's a lot of...
You know, when I got in the ring with Kurt Angle, I got in very many shades of red and purple myself, so I can understand Lesnar's problem
exactly.
with that, and... Here's the thing. I know we make fun of this match. I liked the match for the I liked how they did it. They didn't waste my time. Like, they didn't sit there and go, we're going to give him 12 minutes and bore the fuck out. No, they just like, Baron hits Braun with a belt. Five F5s later, new champ. They didn't waste my time. I'm grateful for that. This was probably a highlight for the Crown Jewel, in my opinion. Am I happy with it? Sure, of course I am. I mean, Braun, he doesn't need the belt. Who needs the belt to legitimize themselves? Right? Like, you just don't. So,
certainly
this,
not
I
Braun.
Loved it.
Yeah, certainly not Braun.
I give this match at least a 7.2.
Because you'd watch it again because it didn't waste your time.
I would still watch it again because I have 3 minutes to kill. And I like lots of, like, it's like a lava lamp. Brock Lesnar should be called the lava lamp, not the beast incarnate, just the lava lamp.
So, yeah, all I can say is this was a lot of fuckery going on here in this match. Kent's right, though. I mean, didn't waste our time. Definitely didn't waste our time. About 5 minutes, and that was it. But what really concerns me, this is a legitimate gripe, how much money in that 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, did Brock Lesnar make?
Oh, somebody needs to do this math. I am
about
so
Tree
curious.
Fitty?
What?
I'd say about Tree Fitty.
About Tree Fitty? Oh, yeah.
Tree
for,
Fitty.
For 5 minutes worth of match of doing nothing. That kind of ticks me off.
He turned colors, Russ. For every shade he turned, he made himself $15,000.
Well, it's a shame that he turned red.
It's in his contract. Paul Heyman did it.
That's true.
I mean, here's the fun thing. How much did they pay Paul Heyman to ride on a plane to go there to say a few words and just stand on the outside of the ring?
Well, that's like, true, but he does do things in the back, so there's a little. He does have work in the back. There's that.
Okay, good for him.
I guess, like, right. Brock doesn't have anything to do with the back, though.
Oh, shit.
Nope.
Brock Lesnar's my champion.
Yes, he's still my champion, too. I'll take him. I'm bored with Kent. I'm going crazy on this. What the hell? It's a train wreck already. Might as well see it finish.
Here's the question. Who do you want to defeat the Beast moving forward?
Honestly? Well, okay.
No, lie to me,
Russ.
If I was
gonna lie, I'd say Cien Almas, but he's not on SmackDown, so that's a total lie.
When was the last time he won a match? Question mark?
NXT?
Yeah, good for him. Seriously, I mean, who would you have? I don't think Strowman's the guy. Now that we've painted this word picture that WWE's done over the past 2 years, Braun's not the guy to beat Brock. Who do you have beat Brock to get the rub of multicolors?
Well, there'd be Dean, but he doesn't need the rub of multicolor.
Maybe
I think it's either
Drew or
Finn, right?
Yeah.
Like, or Lashley. I'm dying for Lashley versus Lesnar.
Yeah, Lashley versus Lesnar would be good.
They have the same initials, BL. That's a matchup for a millennium.
That's true. Yeah, I guess Bobby.
Plus Leo Rush versus Paul Heyman?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the
right?
Oh, Paul that would Heyman's be better. Great.
Well, yeah, he's better, but admit,
Leo,
like, that would be
really
fun
annoying.
As hell.
Yes, it's good stuff on his part.
Oh, no, come on. Leo's great. I like him.
Oh, no, he's great. He's great at being annoying. It's fantastic. I love it.
Eric just likes to say, my man, every time he's around.
Sometime.
All right, we've been talking about Crown Jewel way too long, so.
Yeah, let's just wrap this up. We only got two more things to talk about. Let's talk about the World Cup winner. We got Shane McMahon winning the World Cup. Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Well,
what do you guys think, Russ?
Well, as we talked about it last week, none of us saw it coming. Watching it, I'm just going to say this. I were a paying customer, this would have been the most total bullshit I have ever seen in my life. And I would have loved it. This would have been fantastic. The whole thing overall was garbage. But I was going in thinking it was garbage anyway. Garbage in, garbage out. And that's exactly what it was, this whole thing. Yes, there were some decent matches. Nothing was over the top great. What do you expect? These guys can't go 20, 30-minute matches and expect them to go on with a tournament. So 10, 15-minute matches are fine. I really enjoyed Miz vs. Mysterio. I thought that was really good. I liked Seth versus Dolph, even though we've seen it a million times. I thought that was really good.
I thought both of Dolph's matches, like
I say, Dolph versus Kurt was really good too. I thought, short but good. Yeah, I thought it was okay for what it was, but the ending was such a clusterfuck of stupidity. My God, whatever. It's WWE. I expect this crap.
I loved it. I loved it because it was unexpected. We sit here and we bitch week after week about getting the same old shit. Then we bitch when something crazy happens. We cannot be satisfied. So, as people who cannot be satisfied, I will say that I was semi-satisfied with this unpredictable ending. I enjoy where it may go with Shane. So... I wasn't upset, like, even though I had everything spoiled, obviously, I still enjoyed watching it, so I was happy with that.
Fair enough. Okay. Let's talk about the last match on the card. Let's talk about Triple H and Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker and Kane. And, wow. I didn't watch it, don't know. Russ, give me your thoughts.
Oh my God, this was bad. This was so bad. And I understand now why, but at first I didn't know. So Triple H got injured pretty badly. I mean, really badly. And he didn't know it because, you know, he tried to keep it hidden and stuff. But he was over, gone for like 15, 20 minutes of the match and did nothing, leaving it almost all to Shawn. Now, I will say this. Shawn Michaels, he was actually... For being away from the ring for, what, 10, 12, whatever, how many years? Really good. He didn't seem like he missed a step. I can't say that for Kane, and he's only been away for a very short period of time. Taker is Taker. The entrances were fun. I'll say that. But, yeah, I honestly just could not stand this thing. By the end, I was done with this. I was just like, okay... I'm done with the pay-per-view. The matches have been okay. Nothing's been great, so it hasn't been, you know, keeping me that interested. I was just done. And Taker, Kane, Triple H, they need to stop wrestling. Shawn can continue to wrestle. And I love Taker. Taker should be one time a year, WrestleMania. That's it. Yeah. I didn't enjoy it, but I think it was because Triple H got injured, and he had to take care of that, which now makes sense afterwards, so I get it.
Speaking of that, did you see the photo of what his, like, whole pec area? Oh, my God, that was gross.
I wouldn't want that happening to me.
I haven't seen titties look like that in a while.
Hot.
Bree mode.
So what were your
thoughts? Wait, no, he has bigger pecs than she does.
Certainly.
But are they bigger than Nikki's?
I don't know, because Triple H is really getting the old man titties going on here, but I think Nikki has him beat by like at least a half, if not a full cup size. Just my opinion.
So what was your opinion on the match?
I think my favorite part was when Kane started losing his mask, exposing that there were actually three bald men in the ring and not two. As a bald man myself, I'm happy to see that. I wish Kane would just be like, nope, bald, proud, cool. And then I wish everybody would have held down Taker and shaved his head. I would have been completely cool with this. It may have made the match slightly quicker because that match... Oh, that match tried my patience.
Okay, I think it was like 27 minutes long. That was 25 minutes too long.
I mean, fuck, man. Like, the Triple H Taker match from Super Showdown was so fast-forward worthy. I actually sat down and tried watching this, but I was so bored. I hate saying it. I hate to say it. I've looked forward to take every Taker match forever. This was, no. It is time for Taker to say, I'm out. Peace out, yo. Gonna shave my head and peace out and induct me in the Hall of Fame. I'll tell stories about all the times I made fun of JBL. And we'll be fine with that. Like, I used to think I wasn't ready for Taker's retirement. These past 2 months have told me that I am ready for Taker's retirement. Am I alone in
nope,
that?
Nope, I'm ready. As I was saying when you weren't paying attention to Kerry, this match was awful except for one thing for me, and that was Triple H, Shawn Michaels. Like, Shawn Michaels looked like he could still...
Russ, I paid as much attention to what you had to say as I did to this match,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, so pretty much that's why I had to say it again to you. So, it was just, Taker wasn't good, Triple H wasn't good, but now we know why Triple H wasn't good, so, I mean, we got that. And oh my God, Cage should just stop. Just stop, go be a mayor, please.
Was Shawn Michaels also in the best shape of anybody in 100%. The ring?
Which is like, weird, because I would have thought Triple H would have been.
Triple H has not been in good shape in a while, and he obviously won't be in a while. No, like, stop telling... If I walked away from this with one thought, it was this. They are telling me that Kane is one of the four greatest of all time. If anybody watched the match, they kept saying, you're seeing the four greatest of all time. I'm sorry, I love Kane, but I don't even think I have him in my top 25 all time, if I'm being honest.
We haven't done a top top 10 in a long time.
Russ, just because you were gone...
Oh, you did?
Looking at Seth Rollins' photos for a few months. Me and Kerry have done plenty, okay?
Oh, okay.
We have done stuff. Stuff you can't even imagine, because you didn't even listen to the podcast in your absence, dick.
I told you, I don't want to spoil it for myself, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah, we'll get back, you know, once we don't have a pay-per-view every freaking seventh day. Isn't this nice? We don't have a pay-per-view coming up for like two whole weeks. I mean, whew. Steve's getting a reprieve.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yeah, he doesn't like being this social. He's on back-to-back weeks, and I think it took a lot out of Steve.
He may not be back for months.
He may be on the CM Punk vacation. Best in the world.
Not anymore. Shane McMahon is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Shane banging AJ Lee?
Maybe.
Good for him. Kerry, ask us what our final thoughts are on Crown Jewel so we can wrap this shit up. This is awful.
Is that your final thought on Crown Jewel?
No, I had a great time. I had so much more fun during Crown Jewel than I did during Evolution. Even though the match quality may have been slightly better in Evolution, there was zero surprises. There was nothing... The only thing that was surprising was Nia winning, kind of, just as we've seen the match. This had all sorts of intrigue. Like, the tournament was surprising in the fact that we didn't get the predicted matchups. Like, we all got that shit wrong. That was nice. The Brock thing was, I don't want to use the word nice, but it was surprising in some ways. I don't know. I preferred Crown Jewel to Evolution, even though the match quality wasn't quite as high. It was close to as high because Dolph put on some good matches. The Rey and Miz match was good. The AJ and Joe match was good. It's not like Evolution was sitting there, every match was great, despite getting huge ratings and reviews from lots of people. I know I've talked to you guys about this. I feel Evolution got way overrated.
There are some people who said it's the best pay-per-view of the year, and that is utter bullshit.
Yeah, those people should not be able to talk about wrestling for the next, I don't know, 17 years? Like, they lose all credibility. Seriously. With me. That,
I mean, yes.
We've seen...
I was gonna go ahead.
No, we've seen it. We've seen better pay-per-views. You know, you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it was a good pay-per-view. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna say it was bad. I'm just saying it wasn't the best. It was okay.
It existed.
Exactly. It existed, and it wasn't terrible. That's what I can say about it.
Well, overall, I wouldn't even. I couldn't give it a 6. I'd give it a 5 point something. It was slightly better than average because there was a few.
I
good
would have
matches.
Said 5.8, 5.9 around there. Evolution for me, or that's Evolution. This 5.5. I'm going to say right around there for me. It wasn't as good as. And I wouldn't even say 5. I might even go 5 with this one. Forgot the last match really irritated me. I was done by that point. I'll say 5. Here's the thing. It wasn't as good as Evolution, match-wise. Absolutely. 100% agree with that. But you're right. Entertainment-wise, it was hilarious. Especially since we already kind of knew it was going in on it. So we were like, what the hell? This is stupid. So it was hilarious.
It was nice actually having it spoiled because it kind of gave me something to look forward to, if I'm being completely honest. Like, normally I'm pissed off at spoilers, but it kind of made this more exciting to see how shitty they pulled it off. And I laughed my ass off. So, I mean, it's no worse than a Lita match as far as laughter goes.
Oh, absolutely. This was definitely, yeah, like, for the entertainment value, this was Brie suicide diving for the edge there, so.
I mean, if Shane had just wore a fucking 3-foot thong, I mean, it would have basically been Evolution. And we would have all been like, oh, this is historic and first time ever, blah, 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 look at my titties.
Best pay-per-view ever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Fucking PC crowd. I want bitch slap so many people right now. Not you guys, but other people. Well, okay,
I'll say, what about me?
Say, wow, we're not advocating violence towards Russ? That's very unlike you, Kent.
Yeah, I know, my
now,
bad.
Didn't...
Especially as I'm drinking from a Incredible Hulk glass. Russ, you'll appreciate this far more than Carrie, okay. But I bought a shirt that says Hulk Smash Later.
Exactly. Oh, man. Are you going to wear that at Linkfest too?
I sure am, as long as Biddy's there.
Should be, hopefully.
Yeah,
it's her house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're having it this year.
Hulk Smash is code for
yes.
Butt sex.
Alrighty then.
Yep. Are we going to talk about Seth Rollins soon?
I think so, but first... Carrie,
first.
I haven't been in this place in a long time, so it looks kind of cluttered, but it looks like it's your corner. Carrie, tell us about your corner.
Okay, well, got a few things going on in my corner. We had Power Struggle on Saturday morning. This past weekend, let me give you the results from that. Some of the notable matches, we had Okada and Beretta versus Jay White and Bad Luck Fale. Okada and Beretta picked up the win. We had Tanahashi and David Finlay versus the Golden Lovers. Golden Lovers picked up the win. For those of you listeners who don't know who that is, that's Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega. Tetsuya Naito picked up the win against Zack Sabre Jr. Roppongi 3K won the Super Junior Tag League Finals.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I knew Kent would be happy about that. Tomohiro Ishii beat Minoru Suzuki for the RevPro British Heavyweight title. The Never Openweight title changed hands, and Goto beat Tai Chi for that title. And in the Intercontinental title match, Chris Jericho retained over Evil.
I thought Seth Rollins was the champ.
No. This is New Japan.
Oh, not Old Japan. Okay, my bad.
All right. In addition to that, so some more New Japan news for you. Some of the Wrestle Kingdom 13 matches have been announced. Other than, of course, the main event, Tanahashi versus Kenny Omega. We're going to get Tetsuya Naito versus Chris Jericho 2 for the Intercontinental title. Ishimori versus Kushida for the Junior Heavyweight title. We're going to get a replay of the Super Junior Tag League Finals with El Desperado and Kanemaru versus Bushi and Shingo versus Roppongi 3K for the Junior Tag Team titles. And we're getting Jay White versus Okada. And World Tag League starts November 17th. Teams still to be announced.
Does Desperado come out to Hotel California?
No, he does not. He actually is a luchador. He wears a lucha mask.
Only Terry Funk can come out to Desperado, apparently, and pull it off.
El Desperado. He's part of a Suzuki-gun, one of the factions in New Japan.
I knew that. Don't act like I didn't know that.
You
did. I definitely
knew
it.
You did not know that. Ring of Honor news. We had Ring of Honor Survival of the Fittest over the past weekend, this past Sunday in Columbus. The Survival of the Fittest tournament occurred. Marty Scurll won, getting a title shot. Six-man tag team titles were up for grabs. The Elite versus Kingdom. Kingdom is your new six-man tag team title holders. Madison Rain also wrestled. She earned the final spot in the women's title match at Final Battle. So basically we're just on the road to Final Battle right now. That occurs next month in New York. Ring of Honor New Japan Global War starts tonight and goes through the weekend with stops in Maine, Massachusetts, Buffalo, New York, and Toronto. And that, guys, is what's going on in my corner.
I was once in a Survival of the Fattest tournament.
I believe I remember that.
Yep. There's actually a picture of Russ standing over me with his foot on my belly with a soccer bopper.
Yes.
Firmly on his hand. This actually
happened.
In victory. Victor? No,
Connor. Oh, right, Connor. Right.
Get it right or pay the price, Budnick.
Oh, man.
But is it... Wait, I'm confused. Is it Victor or Connor?
Well, I was more the Connor and Russ was more Victor. The Victor on that particular day.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. I understand, though.
Those were simpler times.
I just... Russ, did you notice that Kerry's hair is different?
Yes.
Russ, you lie.
I bet.
I saw this. Rush, you gotta pay attention to this shit.
Yes, listeners who cannot see my hair, basically what my colorist and I did is we put on my winter coat. My hair's darker blonde versus the lighter blonde it usually is in the summertime.
That's true, that makes sense.
Wait, is that a real thing, like a colorist?
Yes.
Huh.
I mean, she's still a hairstylist, but she specializes in color. She actually has her master's in coloring. She's amazing.
I feel like that's my calling in life. To give people red and sometimes purple and call it the Lesnar special. And everybody be happy. Everybody.
No, you should really dye their hair red, purple, and blue. Then it's the Lesnar special.
Well, if people won't spend that much money.
You gotta put the blue in there, too. No, you combine it and do it as a discounted rate.
Can we, I'm just throwing this out there here right now. Can we do like a live Royal Rumble podcast? Just during the Rumble itself.
Oh, that could be fun.
Well, I would be at your house.
I feel
probably
like we
anyway,
owe it.
So.
Yes, Russ, you will be at my house on my lap. We all know this. That's cool.
It's our Rumble.
Oh, there's AJ Styles, and nobody else will notice it, and then you'll ruin it for everybody. Dickhead.
Yeah, I can see this happening.
Well, to be fair,
we watched this year's.
Head was behind.
Number four comes out, and I mark out.
I think it'd be fun though. Like there'd be so much controlled chaos on this podcast if we just did the Royal Rumble, because it'd be like an hour of us just being like, "Who's your next pick?" Oh, fuck. It would be fun. I feel like this is what we owe the fans. The 12 fans.
Okay, is it really 12 or is it more like 11 with Carrie listening? So.
I haven't listened in
a
while.
Shit. Holy shit, so it's 12.
Who the hell's downloading this?
It is a legit 12.
Seriously, if you're downloading this and listening to it, who the hell are you?
give us names, okay, and addresses.
Or just leave us a review on iTunes. That would also help us. To know who you are and to thank you for listening
to us.
Seriously,
because you're crazy.
And to tell Russ to dye his hair.
Oh my god, I should.
You should, Russ.
Purple, Russ. Purple.
Make that shit rain, Russ.
Purple rain?
Purple rain. You know it.
No. I thought Carrie said something about rioting, or did we miss that boat?
Didn't
a couple weeks ago Carrie
say
she was going to riot if somebody won a certain match?
No, say that, what?
I think I said if Becky lost the title.
Right. I wasn't sure if it was Becky or Brock. Riot. You know, both names are very similar.
No, it was Becky. I do not give two shits.
Right, that's what I said. You
would have
rioted if Brock won, so.
I celebrated when Brock won. I did.
You celebrated their stupidity? Actually, I really can't say anything because really New Japan's doing the exact same thing with the IC title with Chris Jericho.
Holy shit, Carrie just kept it real for a moment. Because normally she tells us how superior New Japan is, but in reality, New Japan just does the same old tired shit, and they include like 7 people in the same match, just get people on the card. Much like WWE, but it feels a little bit more fresh for Carrie, and it gives her something to talk about, so she's happy to do it. But the reality is, every wrestling federation kind of sucks from time to time.
Well, yeah.
We all agree with that. It's the business. It really is. Like, even during the Attitude Era.
Well, not every single one was a great night.
Yeah, aside from Goldust. Yeah. Right.
What about Stardust?
Stardust.
Stardust. It was an Attitude Era.
Wait, are we doing a Russell segment next?
Not yet.
Well, then where are we?
Okay.
We should really
fuck you, Russ.
On.
Fuck you.
All right, guys, let's jump into Raw and SmackDown. I think that tangent, I think we've hit the end of it.
What part? The fuck you, Russ part?
I think that's a good way to close it out. All right, let's talk Raw. We'll start off with Raw. Well, let's start off with our segment, Were You Not Kentertained? Each week, listeners, we pick a segment and discuss whether or not we were kentertained by it. This week, we selected the end of the Ruby Riott versus Banks, Bailey, and Natalya match where poor Natalya's dad's glasses got broken. I feel bad. I feel for Natalya. I'm sad for her. Yet I was very entertained by this segment. Kent?
Best segment of the week. As I wrote to you guys, as I'm watching it, because I finally got PS Vue to work on my computer, on my Fire Stick. Fuck you, Amazon. I love you, but fuck you for this second. Okay? Because I couldn't get fucking Raw on my Fire TV device. So I had to watch on PC and hook the HDMI cable up. It was just a catastrophe, if you will. But, my God, the delight that I felt when Ruby Riott, the girl who dressed like Jigsaw, by the way, she's my new number two on Raw. When she snapped those far thicker than Jim Neidhart ever wore sunglasses, I had just, it felt so good. It was amazing. I felt the glow. I felt everything, and I was so entertained. And then Natalya started crying. I was just like, oh my God, if I could just lick those tears right now, I would be. Yeah. Take me home. Russ, what do you got here?
I was going to say, when I first brought this point up, I saw the glasses, and my first reaction was, those are cheap sunglasses that Jim the Neidhart never wore in his life. Ever. That was my first thought. And my second thought was, did they come up with this gimmick 5 minutes before the actual show? I'm going, you know what's a great idea? Let's pretend Natty had her father's sunglasses, and let's make that part of the story. Because that must have been the same day, because there is absolutely no way they would have screwed this up so badly. They did not look like his sunglasses at all. So, okay, first I was like, okay, whatever. So I thought something was definitely happening to sunglasses, and lo and behold, Ruby crushes the glasses. breaks Natty's heart. I laughed so hard at this entire thing. I'm not going to lie. It really entertained the hell out of me for all the wrong reasons, but I don't care. It was hilarious.
All right. Speaking of things that are interesting and...
Wait, I got something interesting. Russ, my buddy Jay, he had Bret Hart. He got the sunglasses at one point in his
really?
Life.
And why don't we have...
I just learned this, like, last year. He got sunglasses.
Okay, now we have guy who got sunglasses for Bret Hart. We got Kerry who's being elite. You, with all your multiple things, and Kurt Angle, me, getting a picture with Kurt Angle. We should be, like, top of the list podcast listening. I don't understand why we're not.
12 is the magic number, Russ, and we've hit it twice now. I mean... I don't know any other podcast that gets more than 10, okay? If they're getting more than 10, they're doing something more than what we're doing, okay?
All right, so let's move on, guys, and talk about our team captains for the Raw Survivor Series teams. Baron Corbin's leading the men and Alexa Bliss leading the women. I think we've already touched on the opening segment and everything that happened afterwards, but... Let's talk about it in a little more detail. I enjoy Alexa being captain. I think that's good. The women are going to get so pissed off and frustrated with her, and they deserve that. They need a kick in the ass. As for Baron Corbin, I'm going to let Kent talk about that.
Okay. So, and when you think about people that can lead a team to victory... You think of the all-time greats, Alicia Fox and Alicia Fox, okay? And you sit there and go, who can really do Foxy proud? And you think of somebody with long legs or a great demeanor. So we have the great demeanor in Alexa. We have the long legs in Baron. This is perfection personified, okay? This was magic. This was lightning in a bottle. This was the Ginger Rhino's first tag team... Oh, wait. Only tag team run that mattered, right? Lightning in a bottle. And her attire, him wearing the vest. Which, by the way, whoever came up with the vest, brilliant. Just utterly brilliant. I like the fact that Baron's still trying to own the GM... Like, just trying to, and I liked it. It led to interesting matchups throughout the night. I feel we were going to talk about, maybe this is the segment we were going to talk about, Drew versus Kurt. If not, I'm spoiling it, maybe? I don't know. But Drew versus Kurt, what a fun match. That I don't even know how long it was, but it was a fun match. It was
almost 15 minutes, I think, overall. Well, 50 minutes we saw, like, I would say it's probably more like 18, 19.
I know the past 2, 3, 4, 17 weeks have been kind of boring, but I felt like this week they tried to have a little fun. And that match was fun to me. What do you think, Russ?
Okay, I thought this week was kind of boring too, but the matches were good. Almost every match they put on this week was actually pretty good. And that includes SmackDown too.
So why are you bitching about shit, Ross?
I don't know. I wasn't really... I was just bored. Like, the stories aren't there right now. And that's the biggest problem I'm having. Yes, I understand why they had to do this. It makes a lot of sense what they're doing. They're literally fixing a huge hole that Roman's leaving, and they had to change everything. I get it. But the holding pattern on the stories is just... There's only a few stories that are really interesting to me right now, and they've kind of put them all on hold. So... I was just kind of bored. The matches were great. I wasn't bored by those. I was just bored by the overall feel. I don't know. It was weird.
Russ, what storylines in particular are you just dying to see?
Dying to see? I'm not dying to see any of them.
Yes.
But I...
You're on life support, Russ. Tell us what you're dying to see.
All right. Well, I definitely want to see Seth versus Dean, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's get the obvious out of the way.
There's another hole opened.
I do want to see Braun versus Corbin. I think that's going to be a decent big man match.
So not Elias and Corbin, but Braun.
I want to see Elias go against someone like... I've already seen that. It's okay. Who did...
No Way Jose!
Whatever happened to No Way Jose?
He was... We saw him on Raw. Like, that happened.
Yeah, a couple months ago.
No. We saw him this week on Raw when everybody was out on stage. We saw No Way Jose.
Oh, during the brawl? We also saw Zack Ryder, too.
We saw Zack Ryder and Mojo, like, pretend that they hate each other and then quickly realize nobody's going to watch us, so they stopped. But the camera was on them, and it was embarrassing as fuck. It was great.
Yay, kayfabe.
What's that again?
I think we should ask Anonymous to redefine kayfabe for us.
I think he's got a very, very bad grasp of kayfabe. He's not very good at this.
Oh, God, he does.
He twists it around in his mind. And if you don't know who Anonymous is, everybody, he writes for us on our blog. And you can catch that blog at 9deuce.com/blogs.
Holy Christ, when was the last time we actually promoted?
I don't know, but I figured we should since we're talking about Anonymous. He's got two things going for him. His love for Ronda and his insatiable idea that wrestling is definitely real, not fake. But he understands there's something as kayfabe, but he twists it around to make it sound like they do it on purpose to make a better show, not that it's all fake. Anyway, yes, he's a weirdo. And we love him.
I guess so.
I don't know. Wait, who loves him? Like, I feel like everybody in the blog is kind of like.
That's why I said we love him.
Something.
He threatened violence at me. He threatened to hit me with Harper.
That's true. He did. To be fair, he's a psychopath, and we don't even know anything about him. So
Harper has directly voiced her concern towards me, and I'm like. Bitch, you handle
well, Harper is scary, too.
I think she could handle I think it, so actually.
Too. I would be afraid for her.
I'm afraid of Harper and Anonymous. Like, if they ever get on the same page, like, you know, Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods, then, I mean, shit is going to get fucking real. But, I mean, that's only if they get on the same general manager. I mean, Paige.
Oh, will you
man,
leave that
we have not
alone.
Hit that horse in a long time, or at least we haven't altogether.
I don't think Xavier's hit that horse
in
a while either.
Well, maybe he is. They are on the same show.
Steve hit it last week, as a matter of fact. It was just not on air. Yeah.
Speaking of horses that one of us wants to hit, I think we need to get the Rollins Roundup.
The Rollins Roundup? Someone say talking about Seth? All right. So,
yes,
Rollins Roundup is everything Seth Rollins. This week, not much going on in the... about for Seth Rollins. Not a lot of good things going on for Seth Rollins. Man, a tough week for him. So, Crown Jewel, he did win his first match. It was a decent match. He lost his second match to Dolph. But I thought the second match, Dolph between Dolph and Seth, was really good. So that was good. But he lost. And then this week on Raw, Seth comes out holding both the tag team titles and his Intercontinental title. Made him look good. Look, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I had a little bit of a clue going on when I saw all those titles around him. Looked good. Looked really good on him. And I may have paused it there for a few seconds. But we all know it was going to happen when this was coming out. We knew that once they started the match, it was going to be all over. And Rollins had to face the Authors of Pain by himself. There was no way he was winning that match. Just no way. And he didn't. So he lost the Raw Tag Team Championship. But fortunately, he's still a champion in our hearts and as the IC champion. So it's okay. It's okay. But Dean coming out was really interesting, I thought. And again, comes out, doesn't explain himself. That was excellent storytelling. And then beating the crap out of Seth. Seth has not had a very good week. Hopefully, he'll bounce back next week. But hey, he's still the IC champion.
Russ, I just want to say your tears this week have been thoroughly hydrating me. I appreciate it. Very nice of you. Thank you. It's better than the other hydration you normally provide for me on weeks that Seth is successful or wearing leather pants.
I'm glad I could sustain you for another week. With actual liquids that are more quenching of thirst.
Yeah, you want to go all right, this?
All right, guys.
Even I didn't go that far.
Yeah, I think we went a little too far there. So let's talk about the new tag team champions. Let's talk about Authors of Pain. What do we think, guys? I'm excited by this. I think it's a great opportunity for them. What do you think, Kent?
We go hard, not on Raw.
I like AOP. I really do. I really like AOP. I just like the Revival more, and I don't feel the Revival is going to get a chance until April. O'Neill, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I think we need a shakeup this month. I feel that maybe they should add a stipulation that whatever team loses from each of the mixed matches or whatever, maybe you trade a superstar to the winning brand. Something. Because who's AOP going to defend the belt against? Wow, look at Kerry's eyes dart left to right.
Well,
yeah,
well,
that happened.
Raw has such a deep and talented roster of tag team champions.
Russ, we're not talking about Seth Rollins, so deep.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you're right. We're screwed.
Yeah.
They have no... What tag team division do they have to
Revival?
Speak of?
The Ascension.
The Ascension.
And the Revival. They don't have Titus Worldwide. They don't have the Deleters of Worlds. They don't have the two-thirds of the She.
Yeah, they don't. What do they have? Like, you're right. Oh, no, don't they have...
Whatever happened to the B
team? They have... They also have the Ginger Rhinos.
Ginger Rhinos? Yeah, those are both compelling cases to get their asses whooped by the AOP. But, I mean, seriously, who... Come WrestleMania, who is the AOP going to be defending their belts against?
Okay, come Royal Rumble.
The Revival's the only team that makes sense.
And they've actually wrestled with... They've had a match with them before, right?
And NXT, where it doesn't matter unless you watch NXT, which obviously we do, but...
I mean, we do. I don't
right,
think...
but I mean, WWE doesn't give a fuck.
That's because Vince doesn't watch it.
That's true.
Yeah. I wish they'd make, like, The Handmaiden Tales of Vince McMahon. I'd watch that on Hulu. But seriously, like, who are they going to, like... Who is the AOP going to bury for the next, what is it, 5, 6 months? We're in November, April, 5 months. They have 5 months to fuck with a shitty tag team division that's non-existent where SmackDown's like, oh, we got tag teams. We don't use them. Gals and Anderson can go fuck themselves.
Seriously.
I mean, that's the epitome of SmackDown, right?
I guess my problem is, man, AOP won these in the least... important fashion.
Hey, at least Cena Rollins showed up,
yeah,
right?
Yes, yes. But I them winning, it just felt so hollow, their win, because it was, you know, it wasn't in a... We knew they were going to win it. I don't know. It was just weird. Wasn't it? I mean...
It was obvious. Yeah.
Inevitable things are inevitable.
Yeah, there's the words I was looking for.
But like
Thank
Kent said,
Kent.
The problem is they have absolutely nobody. Nobody.
Because basically, I feel like Dolph and Drew are a thing of the past as far as the tag team goes. Seth and Dean, the She, is a thing of the past. You can't team up Seth with Leukemia, so that's a thing of the past. I mean...
too soon.
I'm just saying, Roman's not coming back to... I mean, Roman and Seth versus AOP is actually a match I would enjoy. Would you guys not enjoy that match?
I would enjoy it. I just had an amazing idea.
All right, let's hear it.
Kenny Omega, Gold Thong.
What?
Huh?
All I heard was
Russ.
All
why
I
are you
heard
saying weird
song?
Things? Yeah. That's weird. That's just weird. Stop.
That's
it.
All I heard. And okay. So here's my thought. Braun Strowman isn't doing anything. Bray Wyatt isn't doing anything.
Luke Harper's not doing anything.
Why don't we reunite those two and have them go against Authors of Pain?
Or Luke would be better.
Luke Harper.
Luke and Bray.
Luke Harper's not doing anything. Like, just trade Luke Harper for Revival, please. Just do that. Vince.
You know, you listen. Please, he's one of the 12 people who must listen. So.
Come on.
Somebody from WWE listens to this show, given their booking decisions. So.
All right, AA Arn Anderson, hear my pleas. As long as it's not Road Dogg, because he doesn't give a fuck.
Yes, we want everybody to not think that Charlotte is sympathetic and that Becky Lynch is supposed to be a bad guy. Really, Road Dogg.
Is that my cue to talk about Rick Grimes?
I think we should might as well talk about now. I mean, what else do we have to talk about?
No. I don't think there's anything else on Raw we need to cover. So let's jump into our discussion of SmackDown. Let's talk about the women, but before we get into a discussion of Walking Dead, I think we need to ask Russ a question.
What is that question?
Is it Miles, Russ?
Well, that's a fantastic question, Carrie. Is it Miles? So, this is my other segment. This one's a little less obvious than the Rollins Roundup.
How come Russ gets two segments?
It's in my contract. That nobody else negotiated, so it was easy for me to sign and say, yes, I agree.
Next week, I'm having a segment called Kent's Wet Dreams.
Isn't that just your normal bliss anyway?
Shut up, Russ.
Next week, I'm going to have a segment, Carrie's Memories from the Jericho Cruise.
We could do that for a couple of months. Really milk that bad boy.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Oh,
I mean,
I got plenty of them.
Carrie could go for the next year until we get Jericho Cruise 2, so why not?
I don't know if that's going to happen, but... We'll
all right, Russ, tell us about
thank you.
Your
so, is it mild?
Thing.
The question is always, is it mild? So what I'm doing is I am looking at a wrestling segment, and I want to depict it as, is it the wrestling segment that wrestling fans deserve? So we always use the nice, is it mild segment as a way to judge our show. So it's mild. It wasn't really a wrestle segment. Mild, medium, medium. Okay, we're getting there. Hot. That's a wrestling segment. And then we have Brie Mode, our favorite.
Brie Mode.
A little bit of Brie Mode because it's suicide. And that's the super hot, really wrestling segment. So I chose this week, and this was a really long one. I'm sorry, guys. But I chose to go with Daniel Bryan and The Miz as co-captains for the SmackDown team in Survivor Series. Now, the reason I went with this is because they were chose to be co-captains, and throughout the night, they had to work together to put the team together. So, both of them agreed. I liked the fact that both of them agreed on Shane McMahon. I thought that was an interesting way. They're kind of seeing, they agreed on a few things, and that's kind of weird. They bickered throughout the night, and I thought there was some good comedy involved because they are really good in their chemistry. I really liked the choices they came up with and how they dealt with it, especially the last match, each of them choosing one person and having them fight it out, and whoever wins gets in the championship or in the match, which Samoa Joe got over Jeff. And then, of course, the other pick was, what's his name there? Rey Mysterio, which Rey had a...
Booyaka, booyaka.
9. He had a really good match with Almas. It was fantastic. Like, there's going to be a time. I know Almas right now, he's basically an enhancement talent, right? He's enhancing the superstars pretty much right now.
Because some Suicide Squad, Brie Mode, killed Zelina Vega and then let The Rock's cousin kill her even more. Bitches.
Accurate. So... So, yeah, anyway, good match.
Go on.
He had a great match in that. But now we have our team together. And at the end of the night, what was really nice is they were bickering on the announce table. And they had, again, good chemistry going there. But what I found interesting was Daniel's the one who went off the handle and went out of control at the end and went crazy and attacked Joe. And then Miz had to be the voice of reason. So, not going to lie, I'm marking this as suicide. This was fantastic. SmackDown brought the game this week, and I'm going to go with suicide in this. This is exactly what I want from a wrestling angle. Two guys that don't like each other for years getting together and working together. Fantastic. This was awesome. These two were the right way to go about this, and I like the fact that they continue their rivalry in a different fashion than other than just facing each other. Now we got something a little bit more different. So I enjoyed this. I really liked it. I'm going with Brie mode on this one. And funny, Daniel was in it.
I want to lick the sauce off of that one.
So that was my thoughts on that. What do you guys think of that whole segment there? The whole thing.
I mean, Miz and Daniel Bryan are just, they're fun. I agree with you. Their chemistry is amazing. They bicker like an old married couple. It's adorable. But with that said, I'm good with the choices they made for the team for Team SmackDown. I just don't understand why they keep putting Shane in these situations. Nobody wants to see Shane wrestle. What do you think, Kent?
Shortest team ever.
That is a short team.
Think about it. It is the shortest fucking five-man team we've ever seen assembled.
You're right. There is the height there.
Is Miz the tallest guy?
Well, Joe's short. Shane's short. Ray's definitely short.
I may be 8 drinks into my fucking podcast, but I know short when I see short, and that is short.
It certainly is. Yeah, I think you're right. I think Shane or Miz. I think Miz is a little bit taller than Shane.
Miz is like 6'3" or 6'4". Probably if I saw Miz in real life, I'd be about the same height as him.
All right.
I've never been in a picture with Miz. He declined my invitation for it. He did not work for TNA at the time.
We didn't talk about that, Kent. I thought you wanted to. So, what was really interesting about interesting about both Raw and SmackDown main events this week?
I am so glad you brought that up, Russ. So glad, so glad, so glad. Did anybody else know that both main events of Raw and SmackDown were TNA?
All former TNA champions, TNA. Right?
Oh, wow. You're right.
Yeah. Drew McIntyre. Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And Samoa Joe. And Jeff Hardy.
WWE's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Not going to the toilet? Yep. Canadian League? TNA? For life.
There's a lot of...
It's Impact
to
now.
To be fair, there is a lot of TNA guys in WWE right now, so...
Which is why people should stop trashing TNA. Like, I understand why it used to get trashed, but the reality is TNA had a ton of talent at one point, and WWE's realizing it. Except for Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode, non-existent.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a tag team, Chad Gable and Bobby Roode against AOP. That's a match we're all dying to not see.
That's true.
Yes, let's bury Bobby Roode even more.
Glorious.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
That's right, I forgot about...
Bring back James Storm and have Beer Money. Beer Money versus Arthur's Pain.
Wait, don't we also have...
Wait.
Okay, well, I'm going to wait. I'll wait, never mind.
No, Russ.
No, I was
going to
say Sanity, but they're on SmackDown.
I feel that's a whole other segment, Russ. You ruined
what?
It.
I was going to say, that's podcast. Why I said hold off on
ruined
it. But
you're a horrible human being.
Well, let's talk about the SmackDown women for a second and talk about Becky Lynch's promo. What? Nikki Cross debuting, which leads into the Sanity conversation that you guys are having. That was enjoyable. Becky's promo was great. Nikki's debut was great. Match, a little bit be desired, but I was altogether happy with all of that. Kent, what do you think?
You're looking to get a good swig of that one.
You know, without ice, these stews are not tasting so good. I'm on number 9 as soon as I refill this. So, Nikki Cross making her debut. Now, I knew there was an NXT debut. that fact was not beyond me. So I thought to myself, who could it be? Could it be Mustache Mountain? Could it be Pete Dunne? Or could it be Nikki Cross? I mean, those were the three most likely candidates, yeah. Right? And then Becky issued a challenge. I was like, oh my God, my balls have just descended. And oh yeah, oh my goodness. You know, it's a shame that my blanket is black because it is polka dot right now, like Dusty Rhodes' outfit. Oh my God, was that match fucking delightful for me. I feel like if my name was Russ and Seth Rollins just wrestled an Iron Man match, that's what my blanket looked like. I was so happy to see this happen, and it wasn't even the best of Nikki Cross, but Mike, this is the dream match. This right here. I don't give a fuck about women's wrestling. Fuck women's wrestling. But give me Becky Lynch and Nikki Cross, please. Thank you. That's all I needed. I am so happy right now at seeing this. And I always saw it this morning, and I was like, no, I'm going to do this before I go to bed. What this is, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm doing this. All right? And that's what happened. And Dusty Rhodes' blanket is what happened. So, since Carrie can't talk, Ross.
Okay. First of all, as soon as I saw Nikki Cross come out, I so wanted to text you. But I was like, no, Kent will probably kill me because he's definitely not watching this at the moment. So I waited. I didn't spoil it. I did everything I could not to. But
wow, it's like 2 weeks ago when everybody spoiled everything for me. I just want to say, not only did you spoil the Roman Reigns thing, but later on I had everything spoiled from like Mayans and American Horror Story.
To be fair, I didn't tell you what happened. People hate me. Just said you had to watch it.
To be fair, you said there's a cursed title and there's only one title that can possibly be cursed.
Okay, but now I'll say this. Can I just say this?
Is Carrie crying right now?
I think we've broken her. I want to say this. Becky Lynch is one of the best promo people out there now. She is... steal her line, straight fire. She is so good. There is
what, Russ? She is the man.
Literally,
to steal her
she
line.
Is the man. And I mean, in all senses, she is excellent. She's the total package of wrestling right now, and she's great. I know why they are not going to let Ronda and Becky even next to each other.
So wait, you're saying that she's Lex Luger?
Yes. Only sexier. Well, maybe not as sexy.
Slightly.
I know.
I mean, Lex Luger did kill Miss Elizabeth. Okay, Carrie is crying at this point. We have made Carrie cry. We have made Carrie cry. Russ, is this first time ever?
I think it is historical and first time ever. So,
honestly, listeners, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying right now.
So, I just want to say they'll never let those two promo off because Becky would destroy Ronda, and they can't have that.
But Russ, Ronda was rated number one on PWI Top 500 Women's. I don't know what the number is.
I think it's 100 because that's what the men's is.
Okay, so Ronda in her four matches is number one versus Becky Lynch, who has the best win percentage of any wrestler per SmackDown of the year. Think about that. Maybe you should relay that to your boy.
Tell him about that. But, well, I haven't read his blog yet, so maybe I'll go through it and check it. But yeah, you're right. But Ronda has gotten so much better. I'll give her credit. But Becky is... here's Ronda. Becky's like 15 leagues above her. There's...
A non-Russian will bomb your house.
That's why I'm glad he doesn't listen to the podcast.
He
could listen to it.
12 sure, listeners,
one of the 12. Oh, God, what if he is one of the 12? But anyway, I just want to say Becky is amazing. She gets better every week, and she's one of the best parts of wrestling right now. So
I think I would go so far as to say Becky Lynch is the best part of wrestling the past 2 months.
I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to.
You're busy crying, Carrie, okay?
I was laughing.
It's nice to know that we finally broke Carrie in some weird way, because we've made fun of so many things, but this is what made Carrie cry.
I would have thought the page and beating of Dead Horse would have gotten her, but...
What dead horse are you talking about?
I don't know. Something with Xavier Wood and Brad Maddox. Something.
I guess we need to turn the page.
Oh, boy. That poor horse. What horse are we on now? What horse number?
We gotta be in the 50s or 60s.
I think we're on Horselin. It's a porcelain horse.
A Horselin is a porcelain horse, of course.
Of course.
All right. I think we should move on. I think Kent's three sheets to the wind, and Carrie, it looks like she's been crying for about 2 days because she misses the Jericho Cruise. And Kent, if you are definitely talking, you might want to put it off of mute so we can hear what you said.
Russ, did you want me to interrupt you?
No, I didn't. I'm appreciative of that.
Thank you! I'm just saying, in all fairness, I loaded my glass a little bit too much with vodka, and I did not have enough Stu Redman, which is the Stewart's Red Energy beverage. Anybody who's a fan of Stephen King's The Stand will understand the Stu Redman reference. So right now I have slightly more vodka than Stu Redman in my glass. But, I mean, I feel we're getting close to the end of it, and it doesn't matter.
I think we've really covered everything for the week anyways.
I agree.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I think we really just talked.
I think so too.
Natalya cried. That's all I care about.
There was a lot of good things that happened, but it was just so tedious. And it's not like we're not going to talk about it again in the next 2-3 weeks anyway. 2 weeks.
I just want to say, did they not blow their load with Andrade versus Bray? Like, that should have been a pay-per-view match. Yeah,
I'm hoping
and it was actually really good. It was almost pay-per-view quality. So, yeah, I think so, too. I think it was the best match of the week, I want to say. Close.
Yeah. For what I saw, yeah.
All right, guys.
So, we've covered this week. Let's talk about what we're looking forward to next week in our segment. I'm not finished with you yet. And, Kent, you're going to kill me when you find out what I picked for my thing I'm looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to more Nikki Cross. What are you looking forward to, Kent?
Well, silly Carrie, Nikki Cross isn't going to be on wrestling for a long time because Sanity doesn't go on television for a long time. So, nah.
Fine. You know what? Seth is going to be off TV for 6 months.
That's cursing. How dare you? I didn't curse Nikki. It's just fact, okay? How dare you take Seth and break him down like that? Or burn him down?
I am so sorry. I apologize. What are you looking forward to next week, Russ?
Oh, man. I don't know. There's so many good things going on right now in wrestling. I am looking forward to seeing how Corbin and his team on Raw get along next week. I think that should be interesting.
And Kent.
I'm curious to see if the Ascension or the Revival make Raw next week, since we know that we now have a tag team Survivor Series match. And I'm curious to see if I can make it back in time to ask a question, since Carrie's going to introduce the next segment. I should be back. I'm curious about it, though.
Okay, so we're going to... Well, listeners, we're going to move on to Guess the Wrestler. And while
Kent's away, why don't we explain the rules?
The rules. Yeah. Yes, I was just going to say that. Getting tongue-tied over here.
And you're not the one who's drunk.
No, I'm not.
Or are you? That could be a good point.
No.
Your eyes are pretty red. All right,
so.
Oh, okay.
No. Please. Okay, so listeners, the rules against the wrestler are very simple. Each week, one of us picks the wrestler. This week, it was my choice. And it's up to the other two to guess who that wrestler is using 9 questions and 2 guesses. Each week, the person who's picking the wrestler provides 2 gimme answers. which I will provide right now. This is a former wrestler, and it is a male.
Former male. All right. So, while we're slowly waiting for someone else to get back on board with us, I will start the questioning, and I will ask you this. Kerry, what is their main era we would know them from?
'80s.
So, Kent, since you weren't paying attention,
Say what?
We are playing Guess the Wrestler, and Kerry has told us.
Yeah, I knew that.
Kerry has told us that it's a former male wrestler, and I asked the question what era he's mostly known from, and she said 80s.
I feel this is all redundant totally information is. The listeners have
yes,
already
but
heard
since you
from.
Needed it, I figured I'd tell it to you.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but since it's from the 80s, I will ask, during the 80s, was this person a predominantly heel, face, or a mixture?
Face?
Okay.
I'll eat your face.
So it's 80s. Do I bother asking? It should be WWE, right? I mean, should I bother asking that question, Kat?
Kerry knows so much about WCW.
I know, that's why I'm worried
about. Every time I pick a WCW person, she definitely doesn't know
so
it.
So I feel safe that we're assuming it's WWE at that point. So,
waste your vote, Russ. Waste your vote. Fuck the elections.
We're not on that. That's not a topic for today.
No, fuck the elections. Fuck them.
Let's talk titles. What was the biggest title that this person has ever... One.
Intercontinental.
Wait, was this person predominantly face or heel?
She said I miss face. That? Mostly face.
Okay, I definitely missed that.
Right, you did say mostly face. I'm not crazy now, too. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
So mostly face and intercontinental.
It's the biggest championship.
Russ, this can only mean a handful.
That's true, you're right.
It's not Jim Neidhart. Russ, are you looking up Intercontinental Champion?
I'm not
cheating. Stop
cheating.
Russ, you're such a fucking cheater, man.
I'm not cheating. I am.
In all fairness, we all know I'm not cheating because I'm busy not cheating.
Hey, it's only cheating if you get caught, and I'm not cheating.
Just four score.
All right. My turn. Or no, Kent, your question. Did you just?
Yeah, so stop cheating, Russ. All right, so it's a face Intercontinental Champion. Kerry, what is the highest championship this person held in WCW? In all fairness, we all know they had to be in WCW at some point, most likely.
Looks like United States?
Yeah, there it is. Tag teams, whoom. There it is.
Wow, I haven't heard that song in a long time. All right. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That narrows it
down.
It
does. A lot of people are already dead, so we're good.
So the highest belt held in WWEF was Intercontinental Championship.
And United States Championship for...
All right, Kerry. Was this person ever a member of the Four Horsemen?
No.
Okay, so we're out of the Lex Luger era.
Because Lex Luger was a legit option here, but I think he was also
say, wasn't
world
he WCW
champion,
WWE World Champion?
Yeah, my
bad.
Close your mouth, Gary.
How many more questions do we have? Two?
We
three?
We have...
Three.
Three?
Okay.
Three. Don't fuck this up, Russ.
What color hair? Or kind of hair? So we can cover all bases.
Black hair when he was active.
Black hair when he was active. All right.
Okay. So, think Italian.
and be stereotypical.
I was thinking, what about the... I can't remember. Was Honky Tonk Man ever a champion?
In WWE, but not WCW, as far as I know. Was Bret Hart ever world champion? Wait, she didn't say
yeah,
WWE.
She would, I said, champion, I asked right? the most prestigious belt, and she said IC, so it can't okay. be Bret Hart.
Okay. Okay. All right, Russ, this won't help you in any way, but it may help me help you help
okay.
us. Carrie, what WrestleManias did this particular person participate in?
I'm going to give it away if
what
I
was
say
the, hold
this.
Hold on, what was the question again? Ken, could you say the question one more time, sir?
I asked what particular WrestleManias this person okay. participated right. in.
WrestleMania 3.
Is that it?
That's the one he's most known for.
Well, wouldn't that be Steamboat?
Russ.
Yeah, it'd be Steamboat, right?
Yeah.
But we're not crazy in this?
I don't think so.
Russ, I'm going to ask if this person's
if
name
this person is related to Daenerys.
Is this person's name like a boat that we would talk about?
Yes.
I think I know who it is.
Carrie, did this person have any relationship to Khaleesi in Game of Thrones?
I don't think so.
It's our lie. Lies. Because it's Ricky Steamboat.
Yes, it is. The reason I picked him is because Eric and I saw him getting off the elevator on the Jira Cruise.
See...
Russ, why have we never used the WrestleMania
question
before? Because that
said
really
WrestleMania
did give it away.
It's got to be Ricky Steamboat, doesn't it? It's the only person that could...
It was.
It was
a good question.
What gave away? It was what gave it away.
Shock.
Yeah.
Master.
I was like, how do I have to answer this way, and it's going to give them the answer, but...
Because, really, he only... Did he participate as the Dragon in any WrestleMania aside from the gimmick WrestleMania?
I don't think so. That's not what his Wikipedia said. Do you, the interesting thing that made my jaw drop, he actually mentored CM Punk when CM Punk was in Ring of Honor. I was unaware of that.
I was also unaware of this.
CM Punk had a huge hard-on for the Steamboat and Savage because he really was a fan of Savage. If you saw his tights a lot of times, it mimicked a lot of Macho Man stuff. So, CM Punk's an interesting cat, just Austin Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also a douche. With that said, Kent, any announcements for our listeners before we sign off for the evening?
We didn't even talk about Walking Dead, so I'm just going to say that Rick Grimes didn't get killed. He lived. And now AMC is going to give us a made-for-AMC TV
several
movie.
Movies.
Possibly several movies starring Rick Grimes. Possibly. There's also going to be potentially new shows in other countries. There may be new web-exclusive content. Everything got flipped, turned upside down, like as if we were singing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. Lots of shit happened Sunday night on AMC, and I'm happy that Rick didn't die. They did a really wonderful job. It was one of the better quote-unquote send-offs. I will say that it was very sad to see Herschel on there because he filmed with Herschel and then Herschel died like a couple months later. So like it was kind of sad in his own weird way for fans unlike you two jabronis. It was sad. It was very sad.
Have you been keeping up on the comic lately? Because it's so slow. The comic is so slow now, isn't it?
I have avoided it since they had the new colony thing.
So you haven't read New World Order yet? You haven't
next
heard that
month.
One yet? It just finished like...
I've completely avoided Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, yes. So, I've avoided the Bullet Club. And, I'm just saying, that was great, and that blog will be coming Sunday. Lots of, Tuesday had two season finales, so... Expect all those blogs and much, nothing more.
Yeah, don't go promising too much. Yes.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Yeah.
Yes. And check all of those blogs out at 9deuce.com. And if you are listening to us on iTunes right now, please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review so we know who you are, our 12 listeners out there. We're so excited to have you. And with that said, from Russ, Kent, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Bye, y'all!
I filled this glass with way too much vodka.
I was going to say, what is going on over there?